Yeah. Neighborhood News.
Neighborhood News.
Dennis, guess what I did?
What you do?
I gave her a new name.
You can't just.
I gave her like a new name. Grandma. You know, it's just so. I mean, it's just a habit that, you know.
What's the new name?
I mean, it sounds fitting, right? Mm-hmm. Annalise.
No.
That's so cute. But she said, no, it's Anna.
Look, Anna Ortiz.
Look, she checked me right at the door. No, it's Anna. Good morning, Anna. How are
Good
you today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed. So glad to have you here.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
And guess what, Anna?
What?
You should really, really be excited because we're excited. You are our very first interview.
I'm so honored
on
by
the
that.
Morning mix yes. in the new studio.
Double honor.
So, very you know, exciting. You really got it going on. Mm-hmm. This is going down in history. Remember this moment.
No, I'll never forget it.
Yes, ma'am. So what's trending today?
All right. Well, today we're going to talk about a very fun topic, expungement.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So we had at Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service, we had a big meeting last year or earlier this year. And we were looking at all our articles that have been doing really well just since we've existed. And one of the number one ones was how to get your record expunged.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided to revisit that topic and look at it again and kind of provide people with updated information in case anything had changed. And so I attended, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the Milwaukee Justice Center Mobile Legal Clinic.
Okay.
But it's this clinic, and they go around, and they stop usually at libraries, and they hold for like 2 hours. People can go, and if they need help with things like they're having landlord issues or they're about to get evicted, they can go, and the clinic will help. But this summer, they started an expungement clinic, which is specifically to help people who want to get their record expunged.
Okay. Well, that sounds really good. You know, one of the things that I've had the opportunity to be a part of is working with expungement for a very long time, mm-hmm. With the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative. And then also, you know, the person who really brought expungement to the surface here in Milwaukee and has been working so diligently to help pass laws around helping people to clean up their criminal background. And just, I mean, when you say expungement, she is like the expungement queen, Miss Chanyelle McLeod. Are you familiar with her?
Yeah, I've heard about her in passing, but not super familiar with her.
Yeah, from Clean Slate Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. She has been doing a lot of work in this area with helping to, again, pass legislation and just make expungement something that's accessible to people. So I'm glad to see that, you know, that she set a precedence where others are starting to really take it seriously. Can you talk about some of the work that they've been doing?
Sure. So that's, like you mentioned, like expungement has kind of been this thing that existed, but no one really knows how complicated it is. So mm-hmm. to have people trying to change it or make it people more aware. So expungement, to even qualify for it, you have to like fulfill all the criteria, which is really rare.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you go to a place like the Mobile Legal Clinic, they can look at your file and say, okay, yes, like you were 24 years or younger when you committed this crime, or the judge said you could get expunged. So mm-hmm. there's a lot of things that go into it,
mm-hmm.
and the clinic is there to help you every step of the way, and they want you to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they're there if you have questions, but they also know that, like, you know, maybe you're just not ready for it at the time.
Yeah.
So they're always there.
So they actually walk people through the process of expungement?
Right. So how it happens is they'll host a clinic, and I normally mention it, and if I see it, in 5 Things to Know for the Week, so people know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just show up, they write their name down, and they get called into the clinic, which is literally like an RV that they just refurbished to make it look like an office space.
Mm-hmm.
And then they sit down and say, okay, let's go through your file. Are you eligible? Did the judge say that you could, you know, have your record expunged? Was it a misdemeanor class A, B, or C? Things like that. And then if the answer is yes to everything and you are able to have your record expunged, then they walk you through the next process where you have to write a letter and you have to submit some forms. And so it looks more complicated than I think sometimes it is, but it is also very rare to be able to get your record expunged because the criteria can be really hard to reach.
Well, yeah, and I think that's the most, I think that's important. People need to understand what, again, what the criteria is, what's expungible, what's not expungible, as well as, the, like I said, with the mobile legal clinic, Clean Slate has been getting that information out here for a very long time, and they work with a whole host of people as well. And again, a lot of times when people were coming, that was one of the biggest things. They did not know how, they didn't understand the qualifications for expungement. One being, you can't be, it can't be a violent crime. Violent crimes are not expungible.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, if the crime was committed before, if you're not 24 years or younger, you don't fall into the category of expungement. Just so many small things. So I'm glad that the mobile legal clinic is doing this. Where will they be hosting their next event?
I tried to look and I couldn't find it, but I will definitely, when I find out, I will post it in Five Things to Know for the week mm-hmm. or weekend. So definitely keep an eye out on that so that you can find that at MilwaukeeNNS.org. And it's posted every Monday and Friday. I find things to do for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just for expungement, I think a lot of people have a misconception that if they commit one crime and then they do nothing, that their record will just go away, and that's not the case. You do have to put some effort forth to get it sealed.
Right. Okay. Well, for people who, of course, want to learn more about this story, let them know who you are.
All right. I'm Anna Martinez-Ortiz, the community engagement reporter at Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service.
And they can find the story?
MilwaukeeNNS.org.
Anna, aren't you so happy to be the first?
I'm so honored.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. Keep it locked in. 1560 WGOB 96.1 FM. Be right back right after this. Keep it here.